What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Fascinating new information about how the governor of Minnesota is trying to shape his legacy. It happens with every major elected official. It's drive time. Governor Tim Walz, his legacy is blank. 651-461-9226. I know that for many, his legacy will be fraud. But I know that is a little bit of recency bias. And when you think back at these two terms of Governor Tim Walz, you have COVID, you have Democratic trifecta, you have a lot that you can choose from and a lot that the administration can choose from as to what they want to highlight. This comes against the backdrop of the executive order earlier this week to ban copper nickel mining. Lois Olson is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, because in the Daily Agenda, a morning take newsletter at thedailyagenda.com, Blois wrote about some pretty interesting stuff on how the Walz administration is trying to shape their legacy. Blois, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jason.
What stood out to you about this particular effort from the Walz administration to try to tell their own story?
Well, I mean, I had a source share with me a document, 2-page document. You can find it at thedailyagenda.com, where staff in the governor's office is instructing state employees that if they want to support the governor's legacy, they should write letters to the editor or commentaries in support of the governor's signature programs and items. And I think that is, on its surface, not that far out there. However, he just did this executive order on mining, which, by the way, he could have done at any point in the last 7 years, but he's choosing to do it now. It's slightly inconsistent with his view that the process should take hold and there shouldn't be somebody putting their thumb on the scale on these environmental review projects. And just this idea that, you know, every governor thinks about a legacy. And as I think about governors, and I'm just going to take Dayton as the quick example, but Pawlenty before him, they had clear ideas of what became their legacy, but they emerged. Dayton had an intentional legacy decision that he made about water and investment in Minnesota's water. and infrastructure around water. And he held a water summit in the waning months of his administration.
Right.
And Minnesota's value water. And so that was I want to say that we've invested in clean water and in water infrastructure for Minnesota. And that's what I want to be remembered for, period, end of story. But it wasn't a memo inside that said, by the way, here, write a letter to the editor and say good things about the governor so that the legacy is there. And I think part of that is this administration, but it's also part of it is the culture of politics these days.
Yeah, we're a different world, right? You have to aggressively get out there, because the truth is Republicans have been very effective at defining the Walz administration legacy in one word: fraud. It's all fraud all the time. And you can argue about the degree of fraud. I think we've heard $9 billion. I mean, there are all sorts of numbers. The actual number, will we ever know? I don't know. But the impact of fraud on shaping, frankly, the fact that he's not in the race right now, to me, it's hard to top that as far as the most significant thing. What will be the most enduring thing? That perhaps that's a different question, right?
Well, and it's not like the governor doesn't have things to point to. And I've heard this before. He said some of it in his State of the State. In fact, I did a search on governor legacy in a few different places, including my inbox. And that was the most telling, is that from January, when he announced he wasn't running, to his State of the State, to now, there's been multiple conversations in the last 8 months about what is his legacy, what's it going to be. I will just throw this one out here because I know that it is something you've talked about on the show, and that is free school lunch, breakfast and lunch for our kids. Okay, if that's the thing that Governor Walz is remembered for, that's a legacy that's not going to be highly controversial. Okay.
Right.
But again, if you are trying to figure out what your legacy is, it's more a reflection of you don't get a lot. So pick something and continue to own it. And they don't seem to be able to do that, which is really, I think, reflective of the last 7+ years.
Do you think, Blois, that that is a reflection of the fact that Tim Walz does not have like a single passion, whether it, you know, you could latch on and say, like, my focus is going to be like growing jobs or growing business or, you know, maybe it is hunger, feeding school kids, or maybe it's education. This administration, because it's sort of been crisis after crisis, right? You had COVID early. You had George Floyd. You had then the ongoing fraud. I mean, it's been a lot of, and I don't know if that's just the nature of the way things, and then immigration, the way that things sort of rolled out in this state, or if it is the nature of politics today that it is from one crisis to the next.
So I want to peel back one more layer, because I actually think this is something I've said for the last few years here. I think it's why we're having this conversation today, is that Tim Walz's style and personality, and what I say is his lack of executive instinct, is the reason fiscal mismanagement / fraud, George Floyd, COVID are as divisive as they are. If he was a buck stops here, I'm going to take this. It's the handling of those issues that is the most frustrating thing, I think, to Minnesotans. And so I look at that and say, fraud could be an issue. But we are, Jason, we are 4 years since Feeding Our Future came to light.
Yeah. Yeah. It's before the last election we were talking about it.
And we are still not convinced the problem has been solved, i.e. stories earlier this week about the immigrant of the year, as named by the Walz administration, being charged with fraud.
Right. Yeah.
Like 4 years. If this would have been done 2 years ago, we would have moved on. It's the handling of it that clouds in a big way. In fact, Jason, it clouds it in the word of the day. His legacy is murky.
It's very good. Blois Olson, thank you. You can subscribe to Blois's newsletters at thedailyagenda.com, but now it's your turn. A lot of different points Blois made there. Where are you on this? What is the legacy of Governor Tim Walz? It's got to be something. What are you going to take from 8 years of Walz? 651-461-9226. I'll share what I think. Dan, maybe you'll have his thoughts. All of it when we come back.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I don't think the Walz legacy is going to be fraud. I don't. I do think the ongoing legacy will be massive spending and some of these social services programs that are going to be pretty hard to undo. I think Blois nailed it with the free school lunch. I think the free school lunch will be part of Minnesota. It's something when I was in Chicago, when Tim Walz was running for vice president, a cashier at a grocery store was asking me about Tim Walz and asked about the free lunch. I thought that was pretty interesting. That's the sort of thing that most people look at. And I know it's become a political hot potato, and there are different ways that it could have been done. Maybe instead of making it for everyone, I probably would have means tested breakfast and given everybody lunch. But my thesis on this has always been, if you were to design today from scratch a system that required people to show up for public education, you would not require kids to pack a lunch. It's just crazy. You would not require it that way. I think you look at the family leave. If that survives, family leave, paid family leave, I think that's going to be pretty good. Now, we'll see if the numbers work out, if we can make it work. But those are two programs that have a massive impact on people's lives. And I suspect that will be the legacy. So many texts coming in. So let's go at 651-461-9226. I'm a twice Walz voter. I think his legacy will be running for VP and having failed. Maybe. He blew $18 billion with the help of the trifecta, gave us peanuts back. That's a legacy of his. Walls destroyed Minnesota education. Come on. I mean, obviously the Walls haters are having a field day. Will forever be fraud in watching Minneapolis burn for 3 days, and he did nothing. I think the legacy of the state slow response will be part of his legacy. I also would throw out for consideration that the fact that we had some of the largest protests in the history of this state with zero fatalities should also be part of the legacy. So I know people wanted quicker intervention. I think it was a tactical error to allow the police precinct in Minneapolis to be taken over by protesters. But you know what? We'd be having a real different conversation if somebody got killed in a battle to try to save that police building. So I do think that some nuance is required in that, because I wouldn't, would any of you guys have guessed that no one would die in all of those protests? How fiery they were, how tense it was. I think that's part of the legacy too. Dan?
I love that you want to have a nuanced conversation about this, because I think that's missing terribly in our political discussions. I'm just not sure we as a society are capable of that anymore.
Yeah, maybe with the lens of history, but who knows?
Maybe,
yeah.
But that's where I wonder if there even is a quote-unquote the legacy with the governor anymore.
Is that even possible?
We're so partisan, we're so polarized, we're so siloed,
yeah,
that one group's going to have fraud is, you know, that's their whole legacy when it comes to Tim. And another group's going to see social programs and going to see other things. And I don't know that there's room for those to come together anymore. I think we've sort of put up our barbed wire and nary the, you know, the two shall meet. I just know that when I think of the governor at this point, the first thing that comes to mind is a lack of accountability on several. And that covers not only the fraud situation, the fact that nobody was ever fired.
Yeah.
Nobody was ever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never any, okay, we're going to clean this up and here's what I'm doing to do
what
it.
What a mistake.
Just
right?
enormous mistake on his part. And then you can even go back to, you know, with the commenters talking about Minneapolis and his lack of action there. And then when the question gets asked, why did it take 3 days to get the National Guard here? He just pointed at Jacob Fry and said, well, the mayor had to ask me and he didn't ask me.
Which is then also documents proved that the effort to throw Jacob Fry under the bus there was just wrong, because the documents indicated how much Jacob Fry was trying to get there.
And even if it was true, and you're right, the documents show that it wasn't, even if that was true, that's the world's worst answer to that question.
Right. You didn't fill out the paperwork,
you didn't ask me, and so I can't do anything. Right. You're the governor of the state, and the biggest city in your state is under siege, and you literally don't lift a finger because you have to wait for the mayor to come to you? Come on. It's just disappointment and lack of accountability. Yeah. That, to me, is his legacy.
Texter from the other side say the relentless attacks on Walls are ridiculous. There's no other state official that's been faced with the kind of challenges he had to face. It's unprecedented if you read the list. COVID, George Floyd, a president attacking him, etc.
So we don't get to criticize about any of those.
No, it's just saying that's part of the legacy, too. And I think that's
certainly
true.
Something to be accounted for, but...
Oh, I think that's part of the legacy, that this period in our state's history... Now, every governor has something massive, right? The 35W bridge collapse was a massive part of Tim Pawlenty's legacy. And how that was dealt with, I think, was very positive for the state officials in that time. I voted twice for Walls and have liked him. I'm an independent. I believe he went off the rails when he ran for vice president. His persona changed completely. I didn't care for it. After he lost, he came back to Minnesota with his head still intoxicated with national attention. He lost his interest in our state. It's pretty interesting. COVID will be my remembrance, says another texter. Walz's his legacy is how big of a dork he was on the VP campaign trail. I thought he was fine on the VP campaign trail. If he won, all you losers who are like, tampon Tim, give me a break. He lost, and so you get to take your wax. Like, I have been very critical of Governor Walz picking fights with President Trump because that's a national play. It doesn't do jack to help our state. And I think, I mean, I hate to be proven right in this case, Dan, because I would rather have the state be doing great. But I do think that's part of it. Jason, worst governor in Minnesota history. I'm a moderate. When I work with anyone from out of state, the first thing they ask is to see the Learing Center in George Floyd Square. I would just say, like, it's important to consider, like, who are you exposing yourself to, right? Like, if you're a business leader, exposing yourself to other business leaders who watch Fox News, yeah, they're asking about the Learing Center. So I don't know about that. Walz, what comes to my mind is what I believe skillful handling of the pandemic. It is interesting. In the early days of the pandemic, I thought the governor did a tremendous job. I think overall, I would give him a B minus or a C plus for pandemic. Yeah, you could. Now you can say, like, oh, we shouldn't have shut all that stuff down. Nope. Yeah, totally agree. But I thought the way they were handling it was decent. Texter says, just for all the Walz haters, the Republican Party needs to take responsibility for not running electable candidates. State's going to crap and they're focused on abortion. It's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. The base of the Republican Party is obsessed with abortion. Still, I think a lot of the party is obsessed with that issue. Such the point that there's a group of people who they don't want to support Michelle Tafoya because she's pro-choice. There are bigger issues to deal with in this state, in my view. Great participation. Appreciate all the texts. I regularly communicate with people from all over the world. Minnesota is a laughingstock. I just would say, if you truly believe that everyone around the world thinks that Minnesota is either a laughingstock or Minnesota is a paragon of justice for the response to immigration, both of those views, you need to talk to more people. You're just talking to people who think like you, who watch the same media as you, who get the same algorithm. Part of what we try to do is hopefully cross over some of that stuff so you can realize there's a broad spectrum of how people think about our state. And I hate to break it to you, most people don't think about our state at all. I'm sorry. Is it Milwaukee? Is it Minneapolis? I don't know. Let's break. Where's my money? That's what I want to talk about in just a minute. It's not a political conversation. It's a corporate conversation. Where's my money? Because companies are getting money left and right, and I'm not getting squat. The tariff refund situation. How mad are you about that? 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in a minute.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.